Good morning. Okay. Now, some of you guys are a long way away. Is that okay with you? Okay. All right. What I thought we would talk about today is something that I think is pretty interesting. But first of all, before we do that, I want to know which one of you, who of you thinks you have like pretty strong fingers? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Well, we're going to find out, okay? Strong fingers? Okay. So why don't you come on up? I want you to try something. Okay, I want you to, I have a stone here, and I want you to, you can write your name, or can you write your initial? Can you write a J? But you know what a J looks like. Okay, so you have strong fingers, so go ahead and write your J in that rock. Okay? Does it show up? Oh, well, all right. Okay, thank you. You can sit down. So you have strong fingers. Okay, so you can write your initial, right? Okay, you know what your initials are. Okay, write them on that rock, please. Uh-huh. Okay. What initial is that supposed to be? I can't make it out. Okay. That's hard, huh? Well, do you know who has really strong fingers? Who... Now, if I wanted to tell you a really awful story, I would tell you that that's a good way to wear down your fingers to nothing. But I'm not going to tell you that today. Okay, so you know who has really strong fingers? God. And God wrote, his fingers were so strong that he was able to write in stone some things. Do you guys know this story? What did he write? He wrote commandments or like guidelines or things to help people live better. So he wrote them actually in stone. Can you believe that? And the stone looked a little something like this. Thank you to my assistant. The stone looked like that. And he wrote with his own finger. That's a strong finger. Yeah. But do you know what?
Mommy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hold on to that. But do you know what the problem with him writing the commandments on the stone was? They were outside people. And really the best place for God's commandments are not on the outside of us, but where? On the inside. So he made a great promise. And today we're going to be hearing a few things about promises that God makes. I know you guys know what promises are like. If your parents promise you the same thing that your brother or sister gets, you guys really know about people keeping promises, don't you? Because if they don't, you're going to say, but hey, you said. You guys all know about promises and how important they are that we keep them, right? I'm going to read you a great promise that God says. He says, this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel. You know, covenant is like a word for promise. God's making a promise with his people. Yeah, that's right, a promise. Yeah. Yeah, promise. He says, at that time, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. Ooh. I will be their God, and they will be my people. That's the promise he made. He just promised that he's going to write his law in our hearts. That's a better place for our law, the law of God to be than on the outside. So, how do you think he's going to write his law into our hearts? How? Did you see what just happened? The stone like changed into like a heart. Look at that. That's what he wants to do. That's where he wants his guidelines and his law to be, because the law reflects what kind of character he has. And he's able to do that inside of our heart. Why? Not just because he has strong fingers, but because he promised he would. So, if you ever think about, oh, I better do all this and I better do that because I think I have to because it's a commandment. If you think about it, no, rather, God's going to help me because he's going to write that law into my heart so that it's a part of who I am, which is a really cool promise of God. So you know what we can do? We can ask him, and we can be better at letting him do that in our hearts. So as a helper, right after when we're done, we're going to give out little hearts that have the law that you guys can remember. Now, you guys have heard of 10 of them, but really, when Jesus was boiling it down, he said, here's what you can keep in mind. Love God with all your heart, and love other people as well as you love yourself. So if you keep that in your heart, that's God writing his law in your heart. And before we split up today, you're going to get a little heart that has that on it, and you can memorize it and keep it in your heart. See, do you get it? All right, let's stand up and pray. Dear God, thank you for loving us, and thank you for being willing to help us with things that we might sometimes struggle with on our own, like keeping laws or commandments. So if you can help us and help write them into our heart, we'll be a lot better at taking on your suggestions and your guidelines, because your character will become part of our character. So thank you for that promise, and we know you are going to come through with your end of the promise. Help us to store your words and your promises in our hearts this morning. Thank you for each person here. In Jesus' name, amen.